Maybe I could change my mind. After all, the society I lived in was what I knew. It wasn't that bad, was it? I glanced across the room. My bank statement sat on the coffee table, unopened. I desperately wanted to avoid the painful truth. The time of overdraft was looming. I had nothing. I was on the verge of a personal financial collapse, the ultimate faux pas in our society. Financial failure. As individuals, we were taught to keep a stiff upper lip and never to admit or talk about lack. We certainly could never inform anyone of how much money we had. If we could not consume, we were worth nothing. In order to survive, we had to appear, we had to pretend, we could not be vulnerable. How could a man or woman achieve their true greatness if their mind was consumed in chasing objects and symbols? Answer, they couldn't. Society did not want them to. It was a perfect system of control and the perfect system of suppression. No wonder people found addictive ways to distract themselves. Rather than face reality, they were choosing to avoid it. Escapism was turning up everywhere in the form of alcohol, drugs, and sex. A strange antagonism, society criticizes success and sneers at failure. How can a person win? I paced again, holding the letter. What had I done? If I stepped into the farm, could I ever leave? Was I essentially selling myself to the corporate demon? Was the financial prostitute in me compromising all that I knew? Was I about to be consumed by a massive corporation that generated huge profits based on fear and greed? There was no way I could look inside and test the water. That was how it was. Once you were in, you were in. Once you were amongst money, a transformation took place. You became money, you lived money, and you breathed money. My cynical tendency didn't want any part of it, yet something inside me felt strangely right about it. It made no sense. I was in conflict. It was everything I disagreed with, yet something on the back of my head tingled. Maybe stepping beyond those walls could shift my perspective. I sensed the money farm would give me an insight into a world I could never comprehend and enable me survival. In that moment, I realized I had made the right decision. The answer was yes. Money had aligned with my destiny. Money would become me, and I, money.